Art comes alive tonight in downtown Coldwater for the semi-annual Art Walk. They do it in the fall and in the spring as well. The folks at Arts Alive have really outdone themselves this time with what's happening with Art Walk. And Debbie Thanen in the studio with us to talk about that. It's really kind of a great mix that you've got, including music this time around, right?
Yes. We definitely always try to get music, but we're not always that lucky. But we do have we have a group this time, a 16th Avenue Band out of Sturgis. And then we also have Russell Gates, who is a pianist, and will be playing at the Museum Gallery.
All right. And he's along teamed up with him there is actually a rather unique artist out of Angola.
Yes, and that would be Sean Holmquist, who considers himself an artographer instead of a photographer because he does sort of tweak his photographs with Photoshop and such, and is more of a digital photographer than anything.
What's the range of other artwork then that's going to be on display tonight?
We have Joan Larson with her monoprints. We have some other photographers as well, Dia Massey and Stephanie Partial. And I believe Dia Massey, this is the first time she has participated. So that'll be neat to see her black and white prints. And we also have our tile mosaic artist, Kaylin Parnell, as well as some watercolors from John Garrett, who is also a first-time artist for us. And I believe Catherine Barnes is also our other watercolorist. So, watercolorist, yes.
So, Museum Gallery, Jeannie's Diner, Lamppost Christian Bookstore, Chicago Ave, Wilbur's, Houska Home and Farm, Northwoods Coffee Company, Keith's Jewelry, and also at the Tibbetts Gallery, the High Seas display, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right. So that's open until 7 o'clock in the gallery. Everything else is open until 8 o'clock tonight, and it's really an informal art show.
Yes, it really is, and you get exercise as well. So it's kind of a nice combination.
You get to walk up and down Chicago Street. Weather's going to be nice for it. Most of the businesses usually have some snacks and that kind of stuff.
Oh yes.
Is there for someone who's never done this before? Is there a particular route or a particular way you advise them to do the art walk?
We would suggest that they contact Joanne Zabonik or myself, and there are ways in which they can get involved with Arts Alive and the Art Walk by either, you know, talking to a specific business and they can get in touch with us, or they can go to our Facebook page, Arts Alive in Coldwater, or visit our website, which you can Google us and find us online. Or if you really want to get involved, we do have our monthly meeting, and that would be next Tuesday, November 19th from 5:30. And we usually only meet about an hour, and that's at Tibbetts offices. And that is a good meeting to come to because we are going to be setting our themes for our gallery shows at Tibbetts Gallery.
Okay. If for tonight, then, do people need to get like a punch card or anything to go around? Or
yes. Yep. You can pick up a stamp card, and that will give you a chance once you get it completed to turn in, and you will be getting a chance to win 2 tickets to Tibbetts. Or you can also have a chance to win a free entry into one of our art shows, either for yourself or for somebody that you might know.
Okay. Do you just get those right at the businesses that you do they have the art then?
Yes. Go ahead. And every business should have some. If for some reason they're out of some, you can get one at the next stop. Or what I would recommend, I will probably put a lot more at Tibbetts since they will be closing at 7. So I would recommend going to Tibbetts first and getting your stamp card there to start out.
All right. 5:30 till 8 o'clock tonight, downtown Coldwater Art Walk, Arts Alive. And, of course, the rest of the DBA and DEA and all the rest of the city of Coldwater helps out with this stuff too, in cooperation with you guys. So should be a fun night for it.
Look forward to it. Yep, me too.
Deb Thanen from the Arts Alive group with us. Art Walk tonight in downtown Coldwater.